This is 90.9 WBUR. Massachusetts no longer has an operating nuclear power plant. This afternoon at 5:28, the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth shut down its reactor forever. Pilgrim generated electricity for New England for nearly 50 years. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was at the plant and told us why the plant's owner, Entergy, has pulled the plug on Pilgrim.
Well, with plants being closed, I like to think of it as 3M, money, maintenance, and the market. It couldn't compete against frack gas. So the gas prices just fell through the floor, and atomic energy was more expensive to produce. And the markets didn't recognize the type of energy that Pilgrim was producing. It produces nuclear energy. It was the wholesale market didn't value it as much as other forms of energy. And then the maintenance. It's an old plant. This thing, it costs millions of dollars to maintain every month. It just wasn't worth it to Entergy, the company that owns the plant.
Although at least up until today, or until the moment it goes completely dark, it's been providing electricity a reduced amount, though, but to about a quarter of a million customers in New England. What difference will they notice when it does go dark?
None. It should. The grid in New England has more than enough generating capacity. This thing produced, 600, maybe 700 megawatts of energy. We have 30,000 megawatts in the system, so no one is going to notice this being shut off.
So what kind of energy will be used to replace it then? As you said, it's nuclear energy that comes from Pilgrim. It does not send carbon into the atmosphere, so it doesn't have a carbon footprint. What will replace it?
Well, what we know is what we've got on the grid. We've got natural gas produces 40% of, almost 50% of the energy we use in New England. So there'll be that. There'll be solar. There'll be wind, onshore wind. There'll be other forms. There'll be hydro. There'll be some storage, biogas. And there will be some atomic power. We do have two other nuclear plants in New England, one at Millstone, Connecticut, and the other at Seabrook. So we'll have a mix of that, too.
Bruce, some people who have opposed Pilgrim all along are now concerned about what happens to the remnants of the power station that are being left on the site. I hear some people around you. I'm assuming they're some of the people who are opposed to this. Tell us about them.
There's about a dozen, maybe 15 people who've opposed this for a long time. I'm standing right next to, actually, Diane Turco, who's the director of Cape Downwinders, a longtime opponent. Diane, how long have you been opposed to this plant? You've been protesting this?
Since 1986.
1986, so almost since the plant was opened. It was opened, 73?
Yes. And, it's the General Electric Mach 1 boiling water reactor, the same type of reactor like at Fukushima. And when it was built, General Electric and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission knew that the containment structure would not contain if there was an accident. So we have been living under the threat of a nuclear reactor failing in our backyard.
But you must be happy that it's closing.
We can finally breathe a sigh of relief that we are no longer living under the threat of a nuclear accident that would destroy our communities.
What about the waste? It's going to remain here.
And now we are here to reflect upon that next chapter. The nuclear waste will remain here for decades. High-level nuclear waste, the most toxic substance known to man, and nobody knows what to do with it. Back in the 1970s, the Atomic Energy Commission talked about, what do we do with the waste? They still have no answer.
Well, they're going to take it out of the reactor, they'll put it into a pool, and then they're going to put it into casks, these huge third of a million pound casks on site.
Right. Well, we know the pool's degrading. There's been problems with that. They had to move out waste because of that degradation. And the casks, we feel, are not the best solution. We need thick steel metal casks put in a secure area. Right now, they're in canisters sitting on a concrete pad in the open.
Thank you, Diane.
Okay.
That was Diane Turco. She's with Cape Downwinders. She's their director.
Just a question, Bruce, about that. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, what does it say about the safety of those casks? If this is going to remain on the site, the nuclear waste will remain on the site, I guess, in perpetuity. How safe is it?
Well, the casks are guaranteed by the company that makes them, the Holtec, which is the company that's going to wind up doing the decommissioning if they get permission to assume the license. We don't know the exact guarantee. They have to be maintained over these many years. The idea here is if they do have a problem with the casks, then what they'll do is, like Russian Matryoshka dolls, they'll kind of put another nesting cask over it.
Thank you for the Russian reference. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman at the site of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth, which is being shut down permanently today. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
You're welcome.